The following ABC7 podcast is brought to you by ABC7News.com.
Dale Chihuly is probably considered the foremost glass artist in the world today. His sculptures are filled with color, vibrancy, and they are huge. An exhibit of his works, old and new, is opening this weekend in the DeYoung Museum in Golden Gate Park. I sat down with the artist in one of the galleries, up close with Chihuly. What's your reaction to seeing this?
I saw it last night for the first time. I had seen it room by room in my studio, but that's a lot different experience. I was, really knocked over. It looks great.
Yes. There's a boat in there loaded with lots of pieces. I have a feeling that you have some affinity to water, to the sea.
I do. I was raised on Puget Sound in Washington State, and I've spent a lot of time on islands. We did that boat first in Finland in a river. And glass itself sort of is a lot like water. When you're working with it, it sort of flows, and you can do a lot of things with it that'll make it look like, sea urchins or jellyfish. You don't have to try to make it look like it comes from the ocean. It just wants to do that automatically.
Well, so it has a mind of its own, in a sense.
If you let it.
How do you bring it under control?
Well, that's what, a lot of practice gets it under control. Even then, it's not always under control.
Lots of bright colors. This just stands out, reverberates. You love to work in color, is that?
Yeah, I do. Somebody asked me what colors I liked best one time, and I said, I've never met a color I didn't like.
Or created, too. I think there are colors here that we've never seen before.
I'm sure that's true. Because we have about 500 different colors that we work with, but we can put those in combination, so I can't even imagine trying to figure out how many colors that is.
Glass can be so delicate, so fragile, and yet these look like strong pieces, but are they sort of, especially when they're touching each other?
Yeah, they're pretty strong. We do pieces outside permanently, and it takes the weather and the snow and the hail, and they can be very, if we know the work's going to go outside, we make it accordingly.
How do you juxtapose all of those pieces, for instance, in the boat to make sure, as you're installing them, nothing breaks?
Well, you start off by doing a boat, kind of taking it easy about what you can do, and it works. And the next one, you're a little more brave with what you can do, and eventually, you see that the glass is going to take it no matter what you do to it.
Can you tell me a little bit about your creative process or what you do? You have something preconceived, or do you just say, I'll go freeform with this?
A lot of things, you decide ahead of time what you might want to do. That doesn't mean that you'll end up, getting that. You might get something a lot different. But a lot of the series are formed that way. Other things are formed by when you're trying to make one series, you make something, kind of an accident on the side. Mm. And you say to yourself, hey, now I can do something with that. And one glassblower might pick it up and throw it away. Another glassblower, hopefully one of my glassblowers, would pick it up and say, now what else can be done with this? And you can invent a lot of forms by accident.
Huh.
And because of that, one needs to, work a lot. And the more you work, the more likely you're going to run into something that you'd never thought of. And I have a lot of glassblowers that work with me, and I don't even have to tell them this. It goes without saying that if they want to go out on their own and get some recognition, have a gallery show, museum show, they have to make work that's unique. You know, it won't do them any good to go show them, you know, one of these Persians, because the dealer will know that I did those first. And so they have to work on, and that's not easy. Maybe they haven't had a chance to do that very much. So for the first time, they have to really go about making something, not only that, it's not so hard to make something different, but it's hard to make something different that's good.
And you had the secret a few years ago, a number of years ago. What made you get up to this level?
Well, you know, that's probably a $64,000 question. I don't know what. I was, you know, fairly obsessed with working, and I had good people that worked with me. I taught at the Rhode Island School of Design, which is a great school. I started the Pilchuck Glass School, which is a great school. So I was around really interesting students all the time, and faculty. When you're around good people, you know, I've often told students that, you know, the only way you're going to really learn anything about art is to be around an artist.
Hmm.
That's the best way to be around somebody that's very creative. That starts to rub off on
sure,
you.
Sure.
You get, you know, the way they cook, even the way they drive a car, whatever it is, copy them. You know, try to get the feeling for what makes them great.
It looks like you never stop working on a daily basis. It would appear you're constantly creating.
I have about 100 people that work for me. Only about a dozen of those are glassblowers. And so the studio, there's three studios in Tacoma and two in Seattle. And on the weekends, I work in the Seattle studio in these big, beautiful warehouses. And that's when I do the drawings and the paintings.
Hmm.
So it's a little too crowded for me to work there during the week. And I, even at that point, I have people helping me. I like to have people do things with me.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's a creative process, and as you say, sometimes it rubs off.
Yeah, it's kind of my style of working, and it's worked out well for me.
One last question here. We were walking around and we're looking at these pieces, and they're extraordinarily beautiful. I worry about school kids coming in here. Do you ever worry about that, touching things?
You know, I've probably had a couple hundred exhibitions in my life, and I've never had anybody break anything in a show.
Wow. Artist Dale Chihuly. The exhibit Chihuly at the De Young runs through September 28th. I'm Don Sanchez, ABC7's Arts and Entertainment Reporter.
Thank you for downloading the Entertainment Insider Podcast. Look for a new podcast every Friday.